Nope, you can't do that.
Yes, I can.
I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
What?
I know. Our,
what?
We had people getting out of practice to go and try and buy these tickets.
I want you to tell me, though, why you're not a Taylor Swift fan.
It's time for Kick Set. Join three-time Olympian Elizabeth Beisel and U.S. National Team Director of Performance Matt Barbini as they host members from the USA swimming community, ranging from age group to Olympic levels of the sport.
Hello and welcome to the Kick Set podcast. My name is Matt Barbini. I'm the National Team Director of Performance, and joining me as always, though fancily dressed unlike normal, is three-time Olympian Elizabeth Beisel.
Very unlike normal. I feel like I'm a Hunger Games character right now, but I said it's New York, why not? And we're here for such a great cause. All the proceeds from tonight go towards USA Swimming Foundation that helps saving lives, building champions, impacting communities. So everything we do tonight, yes, is very glamorous and very New York, but obviously we're making an impact on the entire nation through what we're donating tonight. So it's really exciting to be here.
Yeah, it's really fun to be here. It's a dual purpose event, so we're here to honor our world championship team from last summer.
I guess we are doing that too. You're right.
Plus all of plus the foundation that, yeah. side. So I'll focus on the swimming. You can talk about the
fair enough. The we're a good team. Stuff.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. But we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We are here on the red carpet, or blue carpet, I guess it is. All of our athletes are going to be passing through tonight. So we are going to ask them a couple questions as they come by. Hopefully have some fun conversation. We will try to remember to say their names as they come by. Because
especially because it's audio. Yeah. They're like, who's talking?
Who is that? So we'll try to remember to tell you who it is. If not, we'll ask Kyle to edit them in later. But it should be really fun. And looking forward to some good jokes and conversations. We have some funny questions to ask everybody.
Yeah, you guys did great with the Kick Set social kick. And some of them are really great. They're going to make you think, but they're great.
Yeah, yeah. So what is your favorite Taylor Swift?
Oh, well, right now it's Snow on the Beach from her new album. But I think anything off of her 1989 album is... My dream would be to go to a Taylor Swift concert. I didn't have the patience to wait 8 hours in line.
Didn't sound like it worked out for anybody.
No, it really didn't, so it's okay.
Anyway, off to Taylor Swift. Thank you for tuning in. This should be really fun.
Mackenzie Cohn, you're presenting tonight. You're on the team in Australia. How does it feel to be reunited with everybody here tonight and looking super glamorous?
Everyone looks so on point. It is so much fun to see everyone dressed up and like glamorous. I came in like earlier for rehearsals and immediately just started reuniting with everyone. It felt like a total complete reunion. Like there was squealing going on, most of it from me. But you know, that's what goes down when I'm in the room.
But that's who you are.
Exactly. I'm going to get on the stage tonight. You might hear it once or twice, so brace yourselves. But I'm very excited.
Are you? So it's safe to say you're probably not nervous to present tonight.
No, honestly, if I could be up there the entire time, I might, you know, maybe I'll storm the stage. I could do it all. I want to be up there the entire time.
Why isn't she hosting?
I'm going to go make a call and we'll see if
you
can change over the host.
Oh, that's perfect.
Do it all.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm the right-hand man. Anything they need, I can be there.
Message received. All right. We're going to make that happen in the future.
Yes,
yes. We're filing these away for next year and years to come. How is training going? How is swimming? How's everything going for you?
It's going super, super well. We have our nationals next month in Charlotte, so kind of a good note to end the year on. It's been fantastic, though. You know, the year after games is always a bit of a reset, and I've certainly felt that. I've been able to fine-tune some things, so I feel very confident going into next year's Worlds and then hopefully Paris in 2024.
Absolutely. Hopefully. Come on. You're Mackenzie Cohn. You got it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mackenzie.
Thank you, you guys.
Have so much fun tonight. Oh, my gosh. You're the best. Of course.
Thank you, guys.
Erica, will you?
Do you want to do a quick question?
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks. I love your purse. We're going to talk about that right now. It's a very low-key interview, you know?
It's the hard-hitting topic.
Yeah, okay, but you need to introduce her because I did the last one.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
sorry. Erica Brown is here. Basil, you have a very important question for her.
I do, and I feel like this is going to be the theme of the night. Okay, show us the purse. So it's a podcast.
Okay.
But we're also doing visual as well.
Okay.
So can you just explain this purse to everybody?
It's just pure sparkles.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Altered State. Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
It's based out of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
All right, I will look into that.
Stuff, yeah.
How about you, Barbie? You're
going to
look into Altered State. Yeah.
Purse related. So we'll go with, we have a list of very fun and serious questions that we're going to ask. Who's the funniest person on the national team?
I don't know. That's a hard question. There's a lot of really funny people. Claire makes me laugh a lot, and probably Brooks for the guys. He's really funny.
Brooks is actually really, Brooks is super funny. He's such a character. Yeah. Favorite event?
53.
Yeah, same. I never,
World Silver Medal will make it.
Right, yeah, that'll make it a favorite event. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by, Erica. All right, we are here with Kenzie McMahon. She is a distance swimmer from Alabama, and my favorite thing about you is that I've noticed after all the meets that I've covered, you always say thank you to all the officials, and that's like the type of person that you are, and you're such a leader. Can you just talk about, like, how did that start?
I think it's super important to show gratitude. This sport and community has opened so many doors for me, and I just want to really show everyone how thankful I am, and it goes from my coaches to my teammates to the officials working on the meets. Like, we wouldn't be able to do it without them, so I think it's really important.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
How's the season been so far? You had a really nice season last year, so how's the transition into this year gone?
Thank you. It's been a super exciting season. We have a really strong group of fifth years, so we're looking to do some really big things and make some history at Alabama, and so excited to have this last ride, and been really happy with the season so far.
I'm excited. Love that. Can we say Roll Tide? I mean, I'm an SEC girl. Go SEC.
Sure.
I can say it. I'm graduated. It's fine. I'm always cheering for you. Yeah, 3, 2, 1. Roll Tide. There we go. Thanks, Kenzie.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight.
Seriously, after every single race, she thanks the officials in her lane and then does a lap around the pool and says thank you.
I did not know that.
It's unreal. Like, it's unreal. She's cool.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right, this is a podcast, so it's audio and visual.
Also video. We're asking very serious work-related questions.
Okay.
So Simon Lamar is here with us. My question for Simon, we have something in common. We're both basketball fans in addition to swim fans. So my question is, how do you feel about your Lakers right now?
All right, well, so it's still an early season.
Oh, he's giving us a full report.
It's still an early season. We're like 14 games in. We're 4-10. Started off slow. I know Barbini really likes the Celtics, and I'm in Cambridge right now, so I root for the Celtics, but Lakers will come back. We'll be ready for the championship. LeBron, man.
LeBron. How do we feel about LeBron?
The GOAT.
Yeah?
That's the GOAT.
Ooh. Michael Jordan would like a word, but...
Yeah, MJ would like the mic. Simon, okay. How is, like, everything going in the pool for you?
In the pool, going well. I was just in Israel about a week ago, so that was fun. I've never been to the Middle East. Got to race some open water. And then, yeah, just still in school, but happy to be here with everyone and celebrating. And, yeah, get ready for hopefully make the World Team in 2023. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
Nice.
Yeah, everything's great, though.
Great.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Good to see you. I don't think I've ever been in the Middle East either. Have you?
No, I have. We went. I went with Open Water actually in 2017 to the Doha World Cup.
Oh, cool! You know what? I went to Short Course Worlds once in Doha.
In 2014.
Yes, I have been. You're right. Yeah.
Not the best trip we ever had.
Definitely not.
A lot of medals on that one.
I remember like the bus ride to and from the hotel was like, was it over an
hour?
Like
an hour, and it was 6 miles. The traffic was so bad. That
yeah,
it took
I do remember that. So anyways, you went for open water in Doha?
We went in 2017. They had an open water 10K that was part of their FINA World Series. A great race. It was in their little protected bay, but it was super windy. So, like, it was like swimming in the open ocean for some of these guys. So,
wow.
Really cool, beautiful city.
Yeah.
Fun place to visit, but difficult conditions for those guys.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine doing that. Yeah.
No thanks.
No.
Stay on hold. Oh, yeah.
Don't mind.
You think we're going to not talk about this ring? Okay, wait. Okay,
come into frame a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
There.
So
we want to see your face. We want your handsome face, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so Mal, this is Kickset Podcast. We're doing video and audio.
Okay.
So we're here with Mallory Comerford, who is recently engaged.
Yes.
For the people at home watching this on YouTube, show the ring.
It's amazing. He did a great, great
I'm blinded.
Job.
And you're engaged to Clark Werkle. So for those of you that don't know, Clark was a 2012 Olympian in the tuna breaststroke. Amazing all-around human.
Yes.
You bought a house in Louisville?
Yes, we bought a house in Louisville, and we're getting married next October.
You have a date planned and
yes,
everything.
Yes, October 21st. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Does that make you feel a little pressure since she has a date and you don't have one yet?
Yeah. I mean, to no surprise, am I behind on this? But so you're like full on adulting. That is amazing.
Yes, full on adulting.
How
yes.
happy are you?
It's been amazing. It's been a really special 2-3 months, whatever it's been now. And I'm so excited for what's next. Yeah.
How did you propose? I'm sorry, Barbie.
No, we
We're doing girl things here, okay?
You didn't need to drag me back in the frame. I can just
say over there. How do you do it? Were you surprised?
Yes. Well, I knew it was coming. Definitely knew it was coming. He's hints everywhere. But we were at a wedding, our friend's wedding. Clark had asked if it was okay if we did it after the wedding. In Carmel, California, we went for a hike. And we were at this like beautiful view. And he got down on one knee. And his sister was there, which was really special.
Caroline was there.
Yes, Caroline was there. Yep. And she's just the photographer. It was great.
Wow.
That's awesome. So, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. Have fun tonight.
Yeah, bye, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Come on.
Come on down.
Hi. I don't know if we've met.
Yes. Hi, nice Jessica.
Well, now we've met. Hi.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, wait.
You look
let
stunning.
Let me see it.
I know.
Let me give you a
hug. I know.
Hi, hi, hi.
So for everybody listening, it's podcast, video, audio.
Yes.
We are here with Jessica Long, and she is... How many medals have you won in the Paralympics?
29
Paralympic medals. The most out of anybody ever, correct?
Second
most.
Yes. Okay. Hopefully, maybe one
day. I mean, we're going to get to Paris in a couple years.
We are going there sooner than later.
Should.
Really soon.
Yeah. How is training and everything going for you?
It's good. I definitely, like, post-blues after Tokyo was hard, but, like, I finally feel like I'm getting out of it, and, like, motivation's higher than ever, like, super excited, and I think it's okay to go through, you know, a roller coaster and have all those emotions, so really excited starting with a new team next month.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What award are you presenting for us here tonight?
I am not. I'm just here.
You're just here today.
I am here representing Paralympics, and that's why I wore these legs, which I don't wear every day.
Sure.
But just here representing Paralympics.
Looking stunning, awesome. Representing.
Look at us, these shoulder pads.
I know, I was like, wow, I already have broad shoulders, but I don't care. I'm going for it.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks
Jess.
Thanks.
Cool.
So
have fun tonight.
Bye.
Do you guys want to come in and do a little...
Sure.
If you want to. Okay, this is Matt, and they swam, let me get it correct, 50 10Ks in 30 days.
50 10Ks in 50 states in 25 days.
I'm going to let you say that.
All right.
Okay? Can you introduce yourselves to the camera? All and right. It's a podcast as well, so audio and visual.
All right. Okay, I'm Joe Zamaitis, and I'm...
Okay.
Let's try it out again.
It's all right.
Day two. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I'll point to you and then you
okay.
can.
Okay. I'm Joe Zamaitis.
And I'm John Zamaitis.
We're the Swim Brothers. We did the ultimate swimathon this year where we swam 50 10K open water events in 50 states in just 25 days.
And why'd you do it?
We did it because it sounded super fun. I mean, what could be more fun than swimming all across the country, but also to raise money for the USA Swimming Foundation, and we raised nearly $12,000.
Yeah, it's amazing. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you guys are...
Two a day,
sometimes three.
And we got up to four in 26 hours.
Wow.
So four states, four 10Ks, 26 hours.
I'm
so at
call
what
it.
Point in this 50 10Ks were you like... Oh man, I don't know about this.
It was actually early on. The first 25 states seemed to take a long time, but then once we got to North Carolina and we had about 19 left, they seemed to go pretty quick.
How are the shoulders feeling now?
Oh, they're perfect now.
Fully recovered.
Fully recovered. They were very sore pretty much from after the first one all the way to probably 3 or 4 days after the last one.
So everybody at home, if you're complaining about the practices your coaches are giving you, you no longer have any ground to stand on.
Less than a month, over 300, almost 350 miles of swimming in a month. So.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
And a lot of driving on top of that.
A lot of driving, 20,000 miles through the air and on the ground.
Unreal. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for doing it.
You're
it went
welcome.
To a wonderful cause.
All right.
Congratulations. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
I see what people look like after doing one 10K. Never mind that.
Oh, right?
Two in a day, every day.
Do you swim at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I do some like master stuff, but I don't.
How many, like, what's your yardage like?
I'll go like 3,000.
Okay.
It's kind of like my usual workout.
Do you,
I mean, I know you've done the longer swims. Do you swim long distances when you're just
I mean, in the
out?
Summer, if it's nice and there's, good conditions, I'll go for as long as I can.
Yeah.
That's not normally over an hour.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't swim anymore. There's no pools in Rhode Island.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. asking. Yeah, come on.
Get on in here.
Thanks, man. You too.
You always look
Hi, handsome.
So beautiful.
All right, we have Michael Andrew here, and it's audio and visual.
Okay.
So it's for the Kickset podcast. We have Michael Andrew in a bolo tie tonight in corduroy.
The first time in my life I've actually ever put a bolo tie on.
How are you feeling?
Great. Confident. Everybody likes it so far. So
I love it.
I feel like my Kansas cowboy western roots are coming back out. I've been watching too much Yellowstone. And so
honestly, you're just projecting that through your entire wardrobe.
This is me now. I'm surfer
corduroy
cowboy.
Corduroy blazer? You're a surfer cowboy.
I'm surfer cowboy.
It's perfect.
Representing for the Midwest.
Exactly. Yeah, I got to do my part. Exactly.
Yeah,
right. Crazy.
So I used to work at a Mexican restaurant where we had to wear a bolo tie single session. So like it gives me a little PTSD to be that close to it.
So you have not put one on since?
I have not put one on since.
Horrible experience. All right.
Yeah, I mean, you're bartending with a bolo tie. It just drops on drinks.
Oh, fair enough. And you're like, ooh, sorry about that.
Anyway. What I liked is it was easier to tie than the actual tie.
Yeah.
Do you actually tie it? Or does it? Oh, yeah, you just use it in.
So we had a couple weeks until Short Course Worlds.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Yeah. The World Cup in India was a great kind of barometer for where we're at. Yeah. Swam fast. I was dealing with some sickness the week before, and so I think everything's looking strong. I go home for a week now, and then I fly to Athens on Monday, race in Athens, and from Athens to Worlds. And I think that's going to be a nice, like, final tune-up, and you guys know I love to race, and so I think being able to go from a meet into kind of a longer drawn-out Worlds is going to be a good setup for me, especially with the schedule we have, because I'll be very busy for you.
Short Course Worlds, if you like to race, is the meet for you, because there's 92 relay spots we have to fill, plus all of your...
92 relay spots.
Relay spots there, yeah.
92 relays, 6 individuals.
You're going to be busy, but that's okay. You're used to that.
Yeah,
you sleep well
great.
On the flight
I'll
home.
Be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just everything aching.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks. It's good to see
Thanks,
you
Thanks, Michael. It's
awesome
so good to see you.
Cheers.
This is definitely my first time on this side of any of this. I know you've done this a lot. I'm just...
Dude, you're crushing it. Are you kidding me?
It's so... You're very good at staying focused. I'm so distracted by it.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I guess. I get it. I get it. Yeah.
Because every time somebody like sort of moves by something, I'm like,
whoa. My thing is I just like...
So I want to try something.
Easy
where, like, we kinda,
first question. That could be anything.
Yeah, sure.
What's your dress?
Yeah.
And then they'll say something, and then you just follow up from there.
Yeah. Lace tonight, so I figured I would just go with classy.
Active listening. Active listening.
The stylistic contrast between Drew and Charlie here is kind of weird.
Oh my god, it's adorable. I can't. He kind of reminds me of
Wait, yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Want to do a quick question for a podcast?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Hi, Drew. Hi. I'm Mike Elizabeth. Nice to officially meet you.
Likewise. So
we're here with
Drew. Tell us what's going on here.
So we're here with Drew Kibler, member of the most recent World Championship team, and definitely a candidate for best dressed.
Okay.
Tonight.
All right, so I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Rocking a very stylish outfit. So you're back home now.
Yes.
Training back with Chris.
Yep. With Chris.
How's everything going?
It's
How's
going.
That transition
it's going really, really well.
Getting some home cooking.
Yeah, getting a lot of home cooking. My mom's a trooper with the amount of food I eat, like 6 meals a day. So it's a lot of food.
Nice.
But yeah, it's been great, and like it's a really special team. The transition's been smooth because they operate at such a high level. It's been seamless. So I'm really, really happy with the training that's going on right now, and yeah, it's been good. It's really
that's
good.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I'm a super big fan of your art. Have you had time? Yeah, I think it's so cool. Like,
thank you.
When an athlete has something outside of the pool that like sets them apart from everybody else,
I appreciate that.
Do you have time to do that? Like, how often are you making art?
Well, it's hard because I represent myself, and I'm like working really hard on like the kind of non-training side of this professional swimming world as well. So I have to balance that with training, with recovery, with 8:30 bedtimes, with the art. So whenever I have spare time, I'm like, I have a list of in like a notebook of different ideas of stuff. So whenever I do have time, I have those ideas at the ready, and so I can bust
That's
them
awesome.
Out there. Yeah,
that's so cool.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So nice.
I love your dress.
Thanks.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
What are you doing here, man?
So we're doing
we're co-hosts.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Total departure from what you normally see me doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
I know.
Sick, though. Are you liking it?
I love it.
Okay,
it's really fun. I like to be able to tap into the creative side a little bit because my day job is so like
very
straight
technical.
Down the
Yeah,
levels.
Analytical, yeah.
Yeah. And I was an English major. It's like
okay, sick.
Stuff
okay.
is actually more my
so, yeah. right up your
it's
alley.
Easier for
and
me.
It's more fun.
Anyway,
so thanks. You do too.
Yeah.
I'm up on this intro. All right, so we're here with the Kickset podcast. It's audio and visual tonight for the first time ever, so no pressure. You're going to be great. We're here with Reagan Smith and recent move to ASU. You said, I saw you yesterday, you said you were so happy. Can you just dive into that a little bit and say how happy you are and why?
Yes, okay, so I'm just loving every aspect of my move. It's just been amazing. I have my own apartment, so I'm living by myself, and for me as an introvert, that was just so important for me to have my own space, and so I've been loving that aspect for sure. And just like being an adult and like doing my own thing and being responsible for myself, that's all been incredible. And now I'm moving to the swimming part of things. Bob has been absolutely wonderful. I love that pool. I love the training style that he has over there, and the group that he has is so incredibly talented, and they all work so hard and they have such a good attitude, and they were also so welcoming to me in the group. Like, I was so nervous coming in. It's like, I'm 20, I'm college age, like I'm not on the college team. I was like, is this going to be like awkward and weird? And it was not at all. Like, it's just been like perfect in every way imaginable, and I'm not exaggerating or lying at all. It's like, I want to be completely real, because like it's so important for me to be like genuinely happy, and I really feel like I am right now.
You're there.
Yes, I'm there.
You made it. Yeah.
So I'm just thrilled.
That's awesome.
That's great. Getting to swim in the sunshine.
Yes. Yeah. I got some good tan lines. So, yeah.
You definitely do. Absolutely.
Over tan lines. Yeah. So this is probably one of the best professional mixed with college groups in the country. How competitive are these workouts? Are you guys really like going after each other a lot?
Yeah. So it's a little bit different for me, because the group that I'm swimming in is all men, basically. And so I get my butt kicked, because these are like extremely talented men. Yeah. And so for me, it's like, I'm just trying to keep up. Like, I'm trying to make the intervals. Like, I'm trying to just like pull my weight. And so that enough is like enough to make me feel really competitive, and like I want to feel like I belong in this group, and like I want to prove myself and try to hang with these boys. So it's been very, very good for me and very humbling for me, because I've really been getting my butt kicks.
I mean, that's literally training with guys.
Yeah.
Like, that was my favorite too, because I was like, oh, I thought I was good, but never mind.
Yeah, no, like,
I've been humbled.
Yeah.
But if I mean, I'm so happy that you're doing well and you're happy, and enjoy tonight. You look stunning. Congratulations on everything, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, see you.
Thank you.
Love you,
right. Love you guys.
Lily.
Oh, dude.
Hi. We're like
the texture.
I know.
You two.
Okay, how did you get this job today?
So we.
No, this is his job.
We
now.
Do a what? Podcast together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
By the way, we're here with Lily King.
Oh, we're live.
And well, it's actually
recording.
Not live, but we'll edit. Yeah.
We're medium live. We're rolling. Okay.
I love all the questions that Barbini is getting, like, from all the athletes. For those of you at home, Barbini works exclusively with the athletes. Analytical, on-the-deck stuff.
Technical stuff.
And now he's on the red carpet, or the blue carpet, I guess.
The blue carpet.
Being a journalist.
Everybody,
and everybody's like...
Everybody that comes by is like, what are you doing here?
You're like...
I'm like, no, I promise, I can
Is somebody, like,
you.
Sick?
Yeah.
Are you filling in?
Are you analyzing our walking stride?
Hold on, what's going on here? My stroke rate. All right, Lily King. You look fantastic. The color of the night, I think, is green.
Okay, we kind of like have an unspoken theme every year, and this year it's green.
Yeah.
One year it was suit dresses, one year it was jumpsuits, this year is green, so I'm glad I caught the vibe.
And you're in like the whole pantsuit, blazer, boss, woman vibe.
Thank you.
Where'd you get this?
I got it Express across the street this morning.
Oh, you bought it this morning? Okay, wait, is that because you forgot your dress, or?
Well, the fashionista in me bought a dress at Target, and then I saw this in the window, and I was like, I need that.
Yeah.
So I went and got it.
I'm glad. It was a great decision.
It worked out.
Call. Yeah, it's great. You get to be textured just like Beisel.
I know. We're like,
I'm a touch person, so this feels so.
We're just going to sit here like this.
Hope you guys at home enjoy.
That'll come across. Great audio.
Oh, yeah, of course. So, training is going well. How's life? How's everything?
Training's great. Life's going good. I feel like I have nothing super crazy to report on. Nothing tragic, luckily.
No hard-hitting news.
No, it's good. It's been a busy fall, just kind of home training for the first time in about 3 years instead of, you know, doing European travels. So, it's been good. And heading to Australia in a couple weeks, so.
Yeah.
Gonna be a fun trip.
I think so.
Good meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, thanks for stopping by.
All right.
Bye, Lily.
Bye.
See you later.
I'll see you later.
Oh. Brooks, come here.
Brooks, come here. I'm not going to get biased.
This is all you on this one. All
right, get in the middle.
Get in the middle.
Yeah.
Tall boy. Hi.
All right, so Brooks Curious here. Brooks, we're doing a little mixed media podcast here, so it's audio and then video. You can see yourself and smile at yourself
Yeah. He's like, yeah, wow, I look great.
So we will ask about something swimming related, but show me this ring first, man. This is serious business that you've got going on. This is amazing. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So explain what we've got there.
So these are the two national champion rings, 100 free, 50 free. This is a...
SEC.
Yeah, SEC, 100 free. And this is the Olympic ring from Tokyo.
Do you design these yourself?
No, actually, I did not. No, I did not get to design them.
So LSU kind of gives you like a set book that you can choose from? Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's super cool.
So how's the season been? How are we doing?
Season is going well. We just got back from mid-season. That went pretty well.
Yeah, 18-8.
18-8, yeah. 41-8, so pretty good.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
In like a 50 for me at this point. Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, good tellings for the end of the season. So
100%. You're going to be amazing. Yeah. Cheering for you, Brooks. Thanks for stopping by.
Always good to see you guys. Yeah,
you
of course.
Thank
you.
Bye, Brooks.
Bye. See you later.
That's a lot of bling, man. That was some serious ring action here.
I know. I was like, wow, good for him. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
I never wear any of those rings.
No.
I think actually... If somebody's listening, University of Florida owes me a national championship ring.
Did you hear that, Florida?
Yeah.
Somebody send by the
Hello,
ring.
Get. Athletic director.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Mel and Nick.
Do you want to get them?
Yeah. If they would want to.
Send them back here.
What do you think? You're going to not talk to us? Excuse me, ma'am.
Come on back.
Come on down.
If you don't mind. Both. Come on, Mel.
Yeah, Mel.
Are you in here?
Yeah.
We'll just all be in real huddled close.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Oh my god. What is this?
Aquamarine.
I love it.
I know.
It's perfect
he did
for you.
So great.
Yeah.
He did so great.
This is our
what
second engagement overlap.
What? What? Hold on.
Before you.
Okay,
freak out
sorry.
So Nick Fink and Mel Margalis are here. I'm going to let Faisal go back to her panic attack.
Hold on, I'm having a moment.
She just discovered that they are engaged.
You guys are engaged?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Back in August.
Where am I? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
wait,
congrats!
I'm serious. Thank Look at that
you.
Thing.
Oh my god, let me see. Nick.
How'd I do? Looks good?
Yeah, I know what brand that is. You did great.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
How'd you do it?
It was a very romantic setting. I had to set it up. It took a lot of effort in our living room on a Saturday afternoon. And that's kind of just how it happened.
Wow. That honestly seems like part of the course for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mel, were you surprised?
Yes. No and yes.
No, probably because of the setting, maybe? Because it wasn't anything, like, extravagant?
No, because I found out a week earlier that he had a ring because I saw a ring outline box in his pocket. So I was kind of just waiting for it to happen. But I was surprised at the timing.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, I must have caught her off guard because when I asked her, she said, I thought you'd never ask. And I was like, hey, Mel, that's not a yes.
Like,
you know, I need a little more than that. So
I really need, like, an affirmative.
Yeah.
This is forever.
Yes.
That's great. Well, congratulations, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Good luck with everything. I'd buy a house and all that business.
Living life.
Serious.
Doing the whole thing. Yeah.
You bought a house, too?
Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed. So,
In Atlanta? It's close.
You don't have keys yet, but soon.
Yeah.
Wow. I need to talk to you guys later.
There's a lot of adult action happening.
I'm just so happy.
Crazy. You don't have any more crazy life-altering decisions yet.
Yeah,
but
that's it for now.
That's it for
Wait,
now.
But hold on. Quick, I don't want to let them go yet.
Yeah.
How's coaching?
Yeah,
do you love it?
It's fun. It's very stressful, but it's fun.
Do you have like a new appreciation for the other side?
Oh my god, I had no idea. I had no idea what all they do. It's crazy, but it's fun.
For those that don't know, Mel's an assistant coach at Georgia Tech. Fresh out of the pool, right onto the deck.
Yeah.
Smooth transition.
She
wasted no time. Yeah. And Nick, swimming's going well?
Swimming's going well. I can't complain with how I've done this so far this year. You know, it's faster than I thought I'd be going in all these World Cup meets, and I'm ready for Australia. So. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You're
Thanks.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Wow. Congrats, you guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Big moves.
Thanks, guys.
My favorite interview tonight.
You didn't know they were engaged?
I know.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
What's up, buddy?
Can you talk?
I mean, if you want to, you don't have to.
It's kind of like up to you.
Okay, sure, I'll talk.
Yeah, you
will. I mean,
will.
You've already done this show before, yes. So.
I know, we'll give it for you.
Yeah. Also, no, all the questions.
Hi, I'm Lexi.
Nice to meet you. I'm Elizabeth.
Nice to meet you.
This is my fiancée, Lexi.
Whoa, you're engaged too?
Also
we're
engaged.
Getting married in 13 days.
Yeah. Next Saturday.
We're going to talk about that. All right, hi. We are back with Ryan Held and his fiancée, Lexi. And they are getting married in 13 days. Are you prepared? Are you ready?
Yes.
I would say yes. We're a little nervous, but we're ready.
Ready for it to be here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm
How's
sure.
the seating chart coming? That's always the...
That was actually pretty difficult.
Yeah.
That was pretty difficult.
We just finished that, so that's done.
Good. Yeah. You got that big checkbox yes. out of the way.
And your dog is not going to be involved. We decided on that. Yeah.
She's a disaster.
She's had
three major intestinal surgeries from eating things.
Yeah. Oh, so she's one of those.
She's gonna be far away.
Well, we talked about that. We don't. When the dog, when it goes well, it's great.
Yeah.
When it doesn't go well, the floor is very low. Not for a dog being involved at a wedding.
Yes.
Not great. Little puppy.
And she's like in the zone where like, it's her world. Everyone's her friend.
Yeah.
So no way could she walk down the aisle without like, going nuts.
Stopping and saying hi to every single human. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting, man. 13 days. So are you guys taking some time? Are you doing a honeymoon or anything like that?
Yes. We're going to Cabo San Lucas afterwards. Nice. So
how long?
8 days. Eight days.
Perfect.
So very, very excited.
Yeah. And they come back and join your ridiculous group in Arizona State.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, assuming they're now, but come back and then get right into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Get ready for Knoxville.
How is that with that many amazing big names in one place training?
It's actually a lot of fun. Yeah. We just had like a pro inner squad meet on Friday and Saturday, and it was so fun. It was like, Haley, Chase, Jay, Simone, Olivia, just Sierra throwing down like wicked times, and it's like in a random Friday afternoon practice. It was so fun.
Inspiring too. Yeah. I'm sure you're like, we're doing work and it's working.
Yeah.
That's
cool.
Great. It's a great culture up there.
Well, congratulations on the wedding. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy wedding.
Basil, the theme of today is engagements.
Engagements, and everybody's wearing green and black.
Yeah.
So
engaged in green and black.
If anybody needs to take anything away from tonight, those are the three things.
This is what's happening with the national team right
now. This is an update. All right, live update from the Golden Goggles.
I don't know, but everybody's getting engaged in wearing green.
100%. But I do like that. I feel like this is an opportunity for people to not talk about swimming as much and be like, this is what is happening in my life outside of the pool.
Right.
And that's kind of cool because I feel like not many people ever get to dive into that.
And this event is so good for that because this is the time that we are seeing them the most relaxed. This is like them as people, not as athletes. There's no pressure on this. There's no performance on this.
Yeah.
It's we're just here to have fun, honor performances, do something great for the foundation, and talk about weddings.
Literally. And wear green. Green wear velvet. Green. It's
there
great.
There
we go.
That's crazy. Back to back.
I know.
Engaged announcements.
I did not know about Mel and Nick. I can't believe I didn't know that.
Yeah, just off the swimming radar right now.
I thought I was so tapped in. No, that's why I'm disappointed in myself. I'm like, well, I'm not actually... Well, maybe I am that out of touch.
I mean, they've been together for 10 years. I think we assumed...
For sure. I knew they were absolutely going to get engaged.
Yeah. I think they had been together for so long that I was kind of like, oh, they already are, aren't they? So, like, really wasn't that much.
It's one of those couples you're like, oh, yeah, of course they are.
I thought that already happened.
Yeah, kind of. Oh.
Okay.
New news? All right, cool.
It's not like we see people wearing rings a lot on the pool deck anyway.
Oh, yeah, I don't even wear it, and I don't swim.
Yeah.
How did you propose to your wife?
We were in Australia after 2014 Pan Pacs.
No way.
Yeah, so we went to the Gold Coast right after. I bought the ring, like, a month earlier.
You and traveled to Australia with the ring.
This was the most stressful thing
Barbini.
I've ever done. So I buy the ring, and, like, we lived together at the time, so I had to sneak out of work, go get a couple trips to the jewelry store, picking it out. And then we had to go, you may remember that trip, is you go nationals and you don't go home.
Right.
So when I left home to go to nationals, I had to bring the ring with me and then bring it with me all the way through. Nationals, camp, competition.
Nope.
And my girlfriend at the time, soon to be fiance, came with me to nationals. So I couldn't put it in the safe. So I had to keep it in a backpack that I brought everywhere. So I had the most important item in my life in a backpack. So when I was sitting at tables and things at the meet, I would just have my backpack strap looped around my
ankle.
Oh, I would too,
like my leg.
Just in case anybody tried to take it. And by the time she got off the plane in the Gold Coast, I was ready to throw it at her.
Oh, just, yeah, like, just take, honestly, take this. Get, take it.
Yeah.
I do not want this.
The answer better be yes for what I just
yeah,
went through.
Like, trust me, you don't know, honey, what I've gone through.
And then it was like, I couldn't decide what, it, like, specifically I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So eventually, like, it started to, it, like, builds up, like, the pressure where you're like, oh, you
like,
have to
how
find
do I
the
do
perfect
this? Yeah.
moment where, like, in Australia, yeah. it's such a cool thing. And, like, there is no such thing as a perfect
no,
moment.
There's no, so, yeah, there's never a right time, never a perfect moment.
Yeah, and eventually it was like, I have to do this.
Yeah.
And so I, like, I snuck up behind her while we were on the beach outside of Surf Lifing Saving Club, just, like, down on the Gold Coast, really yeah. small town called Burley Heads, and kind of, like, put my arms around her neck and just, like, opened the box.
Barbini.
There was this giant, like, thunderstorm coming, too, and it was
yeah, because,
like,
it rained that trip 24/7.
So it was like, oh, we're so happy. We also need to run.
Yeah. yeah so, honey, put it on, and we're going inside.
Yeah,
we got to go.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Crazy time. I love hearing those stories because it's, like, also a side of you that I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
What is up?
You want to stop by, talk a little foundation?
I got you.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Good to see you.
Bridget, oh my god. First of all, congrats in person. Wait, wait, we'll do this.
You as well, oh my gosh.
I know, that's the theme of the night.
We shared a tiny corner in the gym this morning for a while.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I told Ryan, I got back and I was like, yeah, I was over at the weight rack with the boys.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, yeah.
yep. All right, we are here with Ryan Murphy and his fiance Bridget, and they are recently engaged to go along with the theme of tonight. Everybody is getting engaged. So, congratulations.
You too.
Yeah.
I know, me too. So I guess we can add me to that
list.
Yeah,
I haven't even seen your ring yet. Oh, yeah. That is
wait, I haven't seen yours either.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. Girl. Emerald cut.
Nice job,
yeah.
He did good. Ryan, you did good, Murph.
Thank you.
All right, so the theme of tonight is obviously celebrating the athletes, but then also all the proceeds are going towards a foundation, which you work very closely with. Can you talk about the importance of that and how that's one of your passions and might be past swimming as well?
Yeah, swimming's given me so much in my life. One, in terms of, like, building my confidence, going after goals, learning how to plan in advance, surrounding myself with great people. And so being able to pass on that gift to the next generation is something I'm really passionate about.
Next up on the swimming side in Short Course Worlds, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I'll be good. I'm excited to go down to Australia, get in the heat down there.
it's summer there.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's summer.
Oh,
especially in Melbourne,
nice.
It's really warm.
It's like an open air facility, so I got the roof, but it's going to be open air.
Wait, which facility is it?
It's so I haven't been to Melbourne, but it's a large, like, stadium style with one end is just completely open, so it's sort of outdoors but with a roof.
So it's an actual pool.
Yeah.
Like it's not temporary.
No, it's not a basketball.
Oh, okay. Either. All right. Good to know. Yeah. Bridget, are you going?
Yes.
Amazing. How excited are you for that?
I'm excited. I've never been either. My sister's dating an Australian and coincidentally there at the same time with her boyfriend.
Cool.
So we're going to be doing some, like...
So Bridget's going to be third wheeling.
Yeah.
While I'm competing.
While they're cheering for you. Yeah.
We never see each other during the meet, so we'll hang out after, but I really want to hold a koala, so that's my goal.
Lone Pine Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what we did in 2014. Murph, do you remember?
No.
Pampax.
Okay.
I held a koala.
Oh, yes. Okay, I do remember that.
Yes.
I do remember that.
Yes.
I was honestly scared to hold the koala. I stayed like 5 feet away. I was like, I can't have this thing.
He doesn't know how to hold animals. He can't even hold a dog.
I never had a dog. Like,
they just come up and hug you. You'll be totally fine.
Yeah,
they
are.
Very gentle.
They're kind of like slower, like sloths too. Like they're just like.
Perfect. Oh my God, I literally can't.
They just got, they're really,
it's
and they'll
really
hold your
cute.
Finger. They like their little hand. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are going to have a blast.
You're going to have a blast.
In Australia in the summer, is can't beat that. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to pack some sunscreen.
He has one
you too.
Off day.
You too. Yeah.
What? I don't need it.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely do that. All right. Have fun tonight.
Thanks.
Congratulations on everything.
You too.
Congratulations to you.
I know. Good luck.
Survivor romance.
I know. Here we are.
Cool.
Who knew?
Literally. That's awesome.
All right. Awesome.
Good seeing you guys.
Bye. See you later.
Also, I love your dress.
Thank you. Likewise.
10 out of 10.
Yep, that's our fifth engagement.
No, I think sixth.
Sixth?
Okay, hold on.
I can't count.
Me.
You.
Murph and Bridget.
Yeah.
Mal and Clark.
Yeah. Mel and Nick.
Mel and Nick.
Ryan and his Lexi.
Yep, Ryan and Lexi.
I think that's it.
No. There has to be one more.
Well, the night's not over.
You're right. You're right. We still got time.
Yeah, just
you don't have
to. I wasn't sure if I was.
No,
it's kind of up to you.
I got it.
Yeah, you do.
How hard is it?
Oh, we ask heavy hitting questions.
Hard hitting questions.
Yeah.
I got a superhero one and a superpower one too. So.
Oh, well then, superhero.
Well, like people on a team, what like superhero they are, and then they ask what superpower I want, and then I said teleporting. It'd be pretty easy.
I would do that. Right, yeah. Well,
we're here with Bobby Fink. He has been telling us that he's had to answer some interesting questions, so I'm going to ask you the most fun one that came through Social Kick, which is fan-submitted questions. Would you rather swim with boxing gloves or ski boots?
Boxing gloves.
I think that's the right answer.
I agree.
Ski boots are too heavy.
You're going to sink.
Those can float, right?
Yeah.
I feel like those would float.
It would be like swimming like with this. All right, how are things in Gainesville?
Oh, things are great. Huge, huge distance team, you know? Came in with like three of us, and now there's, I don't know, we're pushing sprinters out of the way for pool space, so always exciting to do that.
That's like the true Florida way.
Yep.
You know, like when I was being recruited, we were a D program. Yeah. It's so cool. And like, how cool for you to like truly be a part of that? Like, have you recognized that at all?
I'm just glad to join in the group. I was there with Drew Clark and Matt Anderson, and kind of just formed from there to other people, Brandon Gravely, Kevin Vargas joining, and then sophomore year, a ton of guys, and now this year, even it kind of just like exploded.
Yeah.
We got foreigners now coming in, so it's great. We got a ton of Canadians coming in. So
I saw that. Yeah. They're like, we don't do the cold anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to Florida.
They completely switched.
Smart move. Can't blame them. Not at all. Well, Bobby, have fun tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
It's good seeing you.
Yeah, you too.
I love the dress.
Thanks, Phoebe.
It's looking good.
Nice. You too. You want to say what's up real quick?
I'll say hey.
Hey.
What do I got to say?
All right, we're here with Phoebe Bacon. Hard-hitting questions tonight.
Oh, boy.
Favorite Taylor Swift song?
Nope. You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
What?
I know.
We
had people getting out of practice to go and try and buy these tickets.
I want you to tell me, though, why you're not a Taylor Swift fan.
I'm over the hype. I got to pass the hype. I'm also more of a country or rap fan.
All right. How do you feel about Zach Brown Band?
Love.
Favorite band right here.
So good.
How about you, Barvini?
Love.
Love them.
Thank God.
No complaints.
Best show I've ever seen. Seen them twice.
Zach Brown Band. Same. Yeah, I cried.
No.
They played My Old Man, and they brought dads out.
No!
I lost it.
They played it at Red Rocks, and they opened with Colorado, or Colder Weather, the song about, it's just like, everybody's just like,
Waterworks.
Oh, yeah.
It's, oh, yeah.
Yep, that's how it is.
Luke Bryan.
Oh, love.
If you want to know, this is one of my most unpopular opinions.
What?
Don't like Luke Bryan. At all.
Didn't he just win Country Music Artist of the Year?
It's my hot take. I guess, but I'm not.
I guess. I didn't vote. Barbie's like, not on my watch.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that.
They didn't call me for a vote. I don't.
Sheesh.
I know. I've been fighting this uphill battle against Luke Bryan.
That's fine. It's fine.
I'm losing.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah. Well, baby, enjoy your night.
Thank you.
See you later.
Good to see you.
Yes.
Kieran Smith is here, another Gator. We're starting to roll through the Gator section of the evening.
Oh, yeah.
Joining him is Julia. Kieran, how's everything going?
Fantastic. I love being here. I was saying to NBC earlier that it's really nice to be here in New York because we grew up in Connecticut. We live close by, and this is almost our neck of the woods, you know? It's nice to be here.
About like an hour and a half away, right?
Yeah, About an hour.
Easy. Do you train or drive if you were to come to the city?
Train.
Same.
I took a train.
Driving's, I did too.
Driving's a nightmare.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
How are you going to park your car in New York City?
You don't.
Yeah. Or you pay like $10,000.
Yeah, exactly.
And it gets towed.
100%. Yes. Okay, so what train station do you go out of?
Katona.
Katona?
Yeah.
So that's not Amtrak.
No, I take Metro North.
Oh, okay. You're that close, you can take Metro North.
Yeah, we're very close.
Oh, man. I'm an Amtrak girl. Same with you.
Yeah, Boston, same thing.
Yeah.
Amtrak is the only way.
Yeah, it's the only way. Swimming's going well?
So good.
Great.
I cannot wait to go to Australia for Short Course Worlds.
Yeah, right. Summertime, down
yeah,
south.
Yeah, is that nice?
I love it.
Get a little piece of summer again.
I know, right?
It's going to be a blast. It's such a fun meet. Yeah. Lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
Bye, you guys.
Thank you.
So nice to meet you, Julia. Bye, Kieran.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. What's up, Brandon?
How you doing?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. This is outstanding.
Hey.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Dylan.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
Little brother.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, my gosh. I can see the resemblance.
Right.
How's everything going? How's training?
Right. You know how we get. Yeah. I'm over water, too, so you know.
Oh, I know. Don't I know it.
I like Anthony's loving it.
Of course he is. On the green team.
Yeah, everybody's green.
Yep. Yeah, so we were here with Tori Husk, and like most everybody else, she's wearing green. So you got the memo.
Only the cool people, though.
Only the cool people, though. So how'd you know?
Green is one of my favorites.
Oh, so this was like, actually, this is my color. I'm going to rock it tonight. Here we go.
Yeah. So you guys just finished your invite?
Yeah.
How'd everything go?
It went well.
Yeah. You happy? You excited about the season?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We have a really good team this year. We have a bunch of new French freshmen, and they have like a really good energy on the team, so it's like really fun to have them.
Yeah.
And heading down to Australia in a couple weeks with us for Short Course Worlds.
Yeah,
I'm excited. What are you most excited about for that?
I hope I get to see something cool. Like, since we're going up a few days before, right? So hopefully we'll get to like sightsee a little bit.
Yeah.
Cool.
People have wanted to like hold koalas or like see kangaroos.
See kangaroos.
Yeah.
Feed the kangaroo.
Yeah.
Oh, you definitely will.
Yeah.
100%.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, Tori.
All right, we are going to close it out tonight with Katie Ledecky. You're going to be the finale
of our
live podcast here. Yeah. So, welcome. We've had a bunch of gators come through in the last few minutes. So
we didn't get a picture together.
No, I know. Yes. How's everything going with that? Everybody has spoken about how great the group is and how fun the training dynamic is. What's your take on all that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun every day. There's always like something going on, some joke or the guys keep it light, and Natalie and I, you know, we crack up at some of the things that happen. So we keep each other positive, keep each other motivated, and we work really hard and work hard together.
You got a new keyboard recently.
I did.
You've been playing piano, and Ledecky and I actually played a little bit of music a couple weeks ago, or months ago, maybe now. How often do you get to play and practice?
I try a couple times a week. I was a little better when I first got it. Now I've been kind of scattered, but I've got to get better. So it's been a fun hobby this fall.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like nice to have an outlet outside of swimming to kind of do something.
I just enjoy it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, have fun tonight. You look stunning.
Thank you.
Enjoy. Who are you here with? Your brother?
My brother, my uncle, my dad. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah.
Family affair.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks
for stopping by, Katie.
Yeah, thanks.
Have fun.
Good
Bye.
That's it from the blue carpet here at Golden Goggles Basel. That was a ton of fun.
That was so much fun. I hope everybody enjoyed it, and I hope it translates well onto podcast form. But again, we're going to tune back with you guys next episode, let you know who won all of the awards, let you know how much money was raised going towards such an amazing cause for the foundation. And Barbini, as always, it is a pleasure to be with you, to do this with you, but especially in person.
In person. The pleasure was all mine.
Awesome.
I am so excited for you with the engagement. I'm excited that you got to mingle with 7,000 other people that are getting married as well.
And wearing green.
Yeah.
Engaged in green and black.
Engaged in green.
Yeah.
But this is really fun for us to like get to engage with these athletes in person too, and to get to talk to you in person and do this in a casual live setting is really cool. And I hope it was enjoyable for everybody listening, and I hope it came across how much fun we were having.
This was either really amazing or we missed the mark.
Yeah, and if this episode is terrible, please don't let that ding our review. Obviously.
Please then don't rate or subscribe.
Yeah. You know, the live format just had Lady Annie Laser passing right through in front of the camera.
It's fine. Perfect. Everything's fine. Everything's it's great. Organized chaos here.
And Ryan Murphy's going to block the camera too.
Yeah, there he is. It's all good.
This is what happens when you do it live.
Yep.
Super fun. Obviously, rate, review, subscribe, all of that. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope you had as much fun as we did.
And we'll talk to you next time.
We'll talk to you next time.
We'll see you next time. That's us from the Golden Goggles.
Thank you for listening to Kick Set with USA Swimming. Head to usaswimming.org for more episodes, and make sure you subscribe to Kick Set wherever you get your podcasts.